This podcast has always been a place where I can have honest conversations about what's going on in my life. I have realized that we as humans go through similar experiences in life, particularly the struggles we experience. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't talk about their experiences, which then makes it seem as though we go through things alone or these experiences are unique to us alone. Over the past weeks, I was in a state of fear and anxiety. This was a result of the changes that were happening in my life. I began to address some involuntary changes that were occurring in my life, and oh boy, was I freaking out. I decided to go out for a walk, and I was listening to a podcast where Dr. Darius Daniels was teaching on. It was nothing on change, but it really inspired me nevertheless. It reminded me about my purpose. I realized that the change that was occurring was making me question my value and worth, that the changes that were happening were a result of me not being good enough. The change basically birthed a deep fear in me. However, listening to that podcast reminded me that first of all, I am the bomb.com. Secondly, I can't control everything. I can't control people's thoughts or actions towards me. I can only choose how I react to the change. Anyway, we will be discussing more on this in this episode, so definitely tune in. Hey guys,
welcome back to a new episode.
Dari again.
And Tamandani.
So it's been a while, how have you been?
I hope you've been keeping well and safe and yeah,
keeping it going. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, keep moving.
I wouldn't say like keep it positive or stuff.
Yeah, because sometimes it really be negative.
Yeah. And you have to embrace it. It is okay to be negative sometimes.
It is, as long as you get up from it.
Yeah, as long as you don't stay negative. Mm-hmm. So I hope you've been so great and we're back with a new episode.
Exactly.
And this week we're going to talk about...
Change. As you might have maybe figured it out in the intro.
Yeah, in the intro, yeah. So that was a very nice introduction, by the way.
Well, thank you. So how have you been though, Daria?
I've been so great. Mm-hmm. I would say I've been really good.
Okay.
Things have been happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rolling. Mm-hmm.
The ball is rolling.
Yeah, the ball is rolling. Okay. And above all, I'm so grateful for being alive.
Amen.
For having the life I have, mm-hmm. for having the mentality that I have, for having the attitude that I have. Yes. Yeah, so how have you been?
I've been good as well. Yeah, I think I'm just in a better place. I'm elevating, I'm growing, and I've realized that growth is, you know, have you seen the forex trading or mm-hmm. yeah, have you seen the graph how it goes? Sometimes it goes up and down, but it's always in an upward motion.
Yes, always in
yeah. So, yeah. I think that's how I've been, you know, ups and downs, but I'm moving.
You're moving up. And the graph is
continuing to go up.
Good for you. So, yeah, let's get into this. So, Tamandani, I know this came from you, of course. Mm-hmm. So, as you already know, guys, we always have this time when one of us chooses the topic.
Yes.
Yeah, depending on what has been going through in your mind, mm-hmm. and what you've been going through, and you already know, we always like to talk about things that we go through or things we think out loud.
Yes.
Yeah, whether you're taking a shower, mm-hmm. walking on the street, sitting by yourself,
definitely
the things that speak to you.
Yeah,
then you're like, I want to share it with somebody out there.
Exactly.
In case it gets to help them or in case it gets to speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. This was your topic that you told me. I was like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, I remember I came to a place and then I texted you after.
Yeah, afterwards you're like, we should be recording on this. And I was like, sure. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, ever since you told me that, mm-hmm. I started thinking about it.
Yes.
And I always had something about change is inevitable.
Yes.
I used to use that kind of
yes,
line.
Yes, you always used to say that, actually.
But, I didn't know what it means. Can you imagine?
You just used to say it. Yeah, did you hear someone say it?
I was like, change is inevitable. And I'm like, but one day I was like, what does it mean? that's how weird.
Life is always changing.
Yeah, so it is. I got to understand there's some things. Anyway, not going too much details.
Mm-hmm.
What is change to you?
Okay, so I think change, I think I'd rather use a definition that I checked up online. You know, Google be hooking me up all the time. So I had to Google it just to find something that I can relate with in my understanding of change. And I found a good definition, which simply says change is an act or process through which something becomes different.
Yeah, through. So this involves action. Mm-hmm. Oh, process,
yeah.
And then a thing, something that becomes different.
Yeah. So it's no longer the same thing you're used to. It's no longer that comfort place or that thing that seemed like it was constant or stable.
Yeah, this that became a norm.
It changes. Yeah.
And do you think do we have control over change? Or
I'd like to say yes and no. There's some things that we can change. We can make actions, we can do things to bring about those changes, but there are other things that there's nothing we can do about it, but they're just going to change anyway. Sometimes drastically, sometimes instantly, sometimes in a process, in a long process. But yeah, there's some things we just don't have control over.
There's some things we don't have control. It is just true. Yeah. I really agree with you. There's some things you don't have control over, and there are those you choose, you decide.
You decide.
You're like, I'm going to make change. I'm going to move from point A to point B.
Exactly.
And there are others which surprise you.
You're just like, hey, where from?
They move from A to B, whether you want or not.
And all you can do is just be like, wow, I didn't see this coming. Yeah, I totally get you. Yes. Some that catch you by surprise. And I think the ones that catch you... It's the same thing. Anything you can't control is always, it can affect you in a certain way.
Really?
Because you can't say that, oh, I prefer something that's instant. That's really also scary.
Very scary. So, yeah, because I, from what I know, what I think, whether the ones you have control over or the ones you don't have control over, there's always an outcome.
Yeah.
There's always a result.
They change itself.
Yes, the change itself comes with a result. That's why it's called change.
Yeah.
Yeah? And these results, they may be positive or negative. Regardless that you controlled that or you did not control that.
That is so true.
So where do we come in? Whether they are controllable or not. And the results, boom, here. Where do we come in? What is our
role with change? Well, I think I can start with, since this is like about, it was inspired by changes that I obviously had no control over. I think where we come in such changes where sometimes you can see things change over a process, over a long time or over a period of time rather. I think where you come in is how you react to the change that you can't control. Because obviously you can't fix the issue. So the change is happening or it has happened. And you can't turn back time. There's nothing you can do about it. But then this thing, let's say for instance, it's affecting you negatively. Let's say someone has stopped loving you. You know, they don't want to be your friend anymore. You can't change how they feel about you. But you can change how you react to how they feel about you. Such a situation can make you feel like you're worthless, can make you feel like you're not good enough to have a friend or to be a friend, you know? But I think the change you can make is to remind yourself that, listen, you are good enough. And that person's actions, whether they chose to not love you anymore, not want to be your friend anymore, that has nothing to do with your value. That has nothing to do with why you're here. So it's you choosing to say, you know what? I'm going to react to this differently. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be beating myself up and thinking I'm not good enough. I am the bomb.com, you know? Yeah, I am that girl. And I'm going to keep it moving. If this person sees that I'm not, you know, I'm not important in their life or I'm not valuable in their life, trust me, there's a lot of people who will find me valuable in their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the same thing with, let's say, for those who lost their jobs.
Yes.
Yeah, so so this is also, the company says we are having so much cost.
We're cutting down.
We are cutting down and you are one of the people to go. So it's not about you.
It's not about you.
It's about the company's decision. Yeah, some would say, oh, why all of among all...
Yeah, it means you weren't good enough.
You are not smart enough.
High-performing employees.
Yes, but nah, at the end of the day, you didn't have the choice. You did not. Mm-hmm.
You did what you could do.
You did what you could.
Mm.
The main point is you check yourself yeah. all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You ask yourself, am I doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I giving my all?
Yeah.
Am I the person my employer wants? Am I the person my partner or my friend
yeah.
wants? Are you double checking yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So if this employer says, enough, and you're one of the people that we should cut down,
mm-hmm.
or your friend says, I don't think you're worthy of being my friend anymore,
mm-hmm.
or if your partner says, I'm breaking up with you, or I'm divorcing you,
yeah.
and you think you've done everything you could in your power,
yeah,
I don't think you should be beating yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's about them.
It's about them. It's yeah. about their choice.
Yeah. So, sometimes the decisions that are made towards us mm-hmm. or upon us, it's not about us.
It's not about us.
It's not. Yeah. Of course. Sometimes. It's
sometimes about it you. Is about you. Sometimes maybe you have a bad attitude.
Yeah. Sometimes you have a bad character. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something because we should understand that bad character exists.
It does.
And you cannot beat yourself for having a bad character.
I don't think people who have bad character even realize that they have bad character, in the sense that, let's say someone is saying, Daria, I can't be friends with you because you just have a bad attitude. You'd be like, hey, you know, you will find the problem in that person. You will not even see that you have issues. So,
but one thing, yeah. for that, the reason why I am saying you cannot beat yourself for having a bad character is when all of a sudden, somebody's making a change,
mm-hmm.
taking a decision not to be your friend anymore,
mm-hmm.
and they never asked you
to change. Yeah.
Or your employer never told you
that you're not doing well.
Yes, never shared with you your performance review.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's why you cannot beat yourself.
Yeah.
But if your partner or if your friend or if they came to you a couple of times, they're like, I don't think you're serving me so well.
Yeah. You're selfish or you're this, you're that.
And then you choose to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your you problem.
So you have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, you have to deal with the consequences. But
yeah.
at the end of the day, yeah, like if we come down to these changes, whether it's acted upon us or we act
upon towards, it,
yeah, this is something we have always, like you said, we do have a choice
yes.
on how we view it.
Choice is the key word here. You do have a choice. Like, you have a choice. In as much as you taking things in a different way, you saying, you know what, I'm the bomb, I'm valuable, I'm this, like you affirming yourself. I know that it's not an easy place to just, you know, get. It's not something that comes automatically. So automatically, if you have been hurt, you want to go to a place of depression, a place of fear, a place of, let's say, hurt. You just want to, like, you know, wallow in that pain.
Be alone. Yeah. Be angry at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like you're the only person
yeah.
that goes through this.
But you're not. And that's where choice comes in. Like, if you want to be happy, you have to choose to be happy.
Definitely. It's a choice.
Yeah. No one's going to bring you happiness.
Nobody will just come all the
people
way.
Will add on to your happiness.
Oh, it's an addition. Great addition.
People will add on to your happiness, but no one is going to bring you happiness. Like, you have to be able to have that. And I remember, Daria, I was emphasizing this to you because you came over recently, mm-hmm. and I told you that I think now I'm at a place where I realize that I have to work on myself so much and my happiness outside of everyone, outside of the friendship I have with you, outside of the relationship I have with my parents or whatever. I have to be able to be me alone and be happy first. And mm-hmm. then you can bring your other happiness and add
additions,
it to my life.
additions, yeah. flowing. Anyway, guys, don't forget, whenever we're having a topic or conversation, it all comes back to self-awareness.
Exactly.
And doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we bring change, attitude, perspectives, whatever.
Vulnerability, everything. It's about yourself.
Whatever. First. It goes around and comes back to self-evaluation.
Mm.
Decisions you make about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Being happy.
Yes.
Not forcing the happiness, but finding happiness within you. And this comes with the decisions you make every day.
Mm-hmm.
You choose
yeah.
to be happy.
You choose to be happy.
Choosing to be happy has so many factors, additions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we talk about happiness, we're not saying it's something you grab somewhere and come plant into someone. No.
No.
It's combination of many things.
It's a lot of things.
Yes, but do they serve you so well? That is a question you should ask yourself.
Yeah.
Are you cutting people off your life?
Mm-hmm.
Does it serve you?
Does it serve you?
Does it make you happy?
I actually heard someone say that they were like, you know, I have this person and I don't know if I should cut them off. I think they were talking about just having like a good, peaceful life. So the person who was advising them said that, you know what, for some people, cutting off someone could really add on to the happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But for others, it could just make it worse.
Exactly.
So you have to even realize that even though this person is toxic, me cutting them off might actually be worse for me.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm just keep them at a distance.
Exactly.
But I won't cut them off, you understand?
Definitely.
So yeah, it's a lot of things to really think
like
about.
Like we repeat again and again, whatever you're doing, does it serve you?
Yeah.
Does it make you happy? You want to make a change? You want to shift from group A to group B?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it serving you?
Mm.
Is it making you a better human being?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes being a better human being, it doesn't need to be proven?
Proven.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be proven to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of us, we like to be... What is this word? Evaluated or approved
by people, yes.
By people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you think if you're making such a change and everyone is like, yeah, I agree with you, this was the right decision,
yeah,
I am on your side.
We feel good.
We feel so good. We feel like we've done it. No, the first person that should be approving should be you.
Mm. And on that approval note, I think what happens with change is that we feel like we've lost that approval. Because let's say if you're losing someone, a friend, for instance, you feel like, you know, that validation, that approval that you receive from this person is gone. And that's when the self-doubt comes in. But when you have built yourself to approve yourself, like how we're talking about how you build your mind, it's like a muscle. So you keep building it. You keep working on yourself and everything. If someone decides to walk out, it might hurt for some time. But because you're so approving of yourself, you're able to get yourself in the right state of mind, you know? And be like, you know what, Daria, I approve you at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you speak to yourself.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do approve you because I think you're doing this for the good reasons.
Mm.
Like I always like think to myself when I do certain action, I'm like, who does this action affect?
Yes, yes.
Who? How does it affect them?
Mm-hmm.
Directly or indirectly?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to measure... I have to measure the outcome of my actions.
Yes, yes.
So if it doesn't hurt anybody directly,
mm-hmm.
or if it doesn't hurt anybody, it can be indirectly and you're like, okay, if it hurts them, it's all right.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is not going to kill them,
mm-hmm.
you know? So at the end of the day, you have to measure your actions. You have to measure your thoughts. Not because of the people in your life, because you're a human being.
Yeah.
Today, I might be with you, Tamandani.
Mm-hmm.
I can be a good friend to you.
Today.
I can be the friend you prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I meet another person,
mm-hmm.
if I meet a person on the street,
yeah.
if I meet a person on the journey, how am I going to be so good to them?
Yeah.
Or, so whatever we do, whatever changes we make, let it serve us in being better persons.
Yeah, better people.
And better people, mm-hmm. person.
Yeah. No, I wasn't correcting your English. I was agreeing with you. No, I was
Tamandani.
Not.
Oh,
I was not. Guys, I don't correct her English.
Uh-huh. Can we say this on the mic?
Say it. No, don't say it. What are you going to say?
Anyway, that was it. I like to make so many mistakes in English, but it's all good. At the end of the day,
at least you're getting through. You get what she's saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the main point.
That's what matters.
But I want to learn more.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life is about learning.
You are learning. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
So anyway, back to the point. Whatever you are doing or whatever you change, whatever changes you're making with your life,
mm-hmm.
make sure the perspective, the choices. Or the way you choose to look at it,
mm-hmm.
be about you.
Not about others.
Yeah. So we can give even some examples of changes that we don't have control over,
mm-hmm.
and changes we do have control over.
Okay, so I think I can give an example of a change we have control over.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you want to learn how to edit, I'm going to use this because Daria was judging me before this podcast that I've been saying I will learn how to edit things that I haven't learned. So, yes, if I want to learn how to edit videos and pictures and all these things, that's a change that I'm trying to, you know, achieve. So in that case, I have control over that. And how long it takes me to edit, I have control over that because it will take my consistency in really giving the time to learn this new skill that mm-hmm, I want mm-hmm. to acquire.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm lazy, obviously, I might just not even ever learn how to edit. So that's something I have control over. And I think to sum it up, guys, you have control over becoming a better person. You have control over becoming the best version of yourself. You have control over becoming kind. Just a very good citizen, someone who is purposeful. You have control over that. No matter what circumstances come in life, we were discussing that there's always a choice. And I'll give this example of choice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The other day, I was telling Bonita that I'll be, you know, I'm tired with work right now. I just want to sleep and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you have a choice. It's not like you have a choice. Yeah, she said, it's not like you have a choice. And I was like, well, I do. Have a choice.
I do have a choice.
I could be homeless. I could go back to my mother's house, you know, and just ask my mom, oh, please help me, you know, give me money for a business. I could get a sugar daddy.
You can be stressing somebody somewhere.
Yeah, I can tell Daria that, Daria, may you please take me in? I'm currently struggling for a good 6 months. You know, there's always a choice. I could do things that are lesser, you know, or things that I don't believe in, my character does not align with. I could do those things. But because I want the independence, because I want to do better for myself, I want to learn, I want to persevere, then I choose to continue working. So yes, you know, I have a choice.
Mm. Definitely. And what I can add on that,
mm-hmm.
like you said, we do have choices all the time. We do. We do. Choices are there. They may be bad, good, but they're always there.
Yeah.
So you should ask yourself, what choices am I going to make?
Yes.
And change will always happen. Whether you like it.
Or whether you
don't like it.
Whether you implement it or you don't implement it. Life is always changing.
There are these you don't... change will always be there. That's why it says change is inevitable.
True.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not, things will happen. Things will change. Where you were 5 years ago, that's not where you are today.
Mm.
Things have changed over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Things have been happening. But what matters is your mentality.
Of how you handle the change.
Of how you handle the change, of how you bring out, you bring yourself out of this.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So don't be seated. And like I always tell you, Tamandani, every action this world has a reason behind.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be lame.
Yeah.
Or brilliant. It has a reason. And whoever did this or whoever acted such a way, they will give you reasons
why they
it.
Acted in such a way.
They'll be like, oh, I met horrible people in my life.
Someone hurt me when
somebody hurt
20.
Me. It is so unfair. Life is so unfair with me.
Mm-hmm.
I always never got it on a silver plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a reason
but
behind.
What does that have to do with me though? I don't understand. And we're all guilty of this. We act in a certain way to other people because of past experiences, but they weren't there. Like,
yes. Like who complains about change? Who does?
Hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who does? I mean, of course, as human beings, when I talk like this, don't think, oh, when things happen, change for her.
Mm.
Like, if things are becoming really tough for her, I wish to see how she handles it.
Mm.
I break down. Don't forget. If things are happening and I was not expecting this, I cry, I break down, I become angry.
Yeah.
I become very bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But after a couple of days or even
hours you pick yourself up.
I pick myself up. I'm like, and what is done is done.
Yeah.
So that's why I tell you I'm always looking for plan B.
Mm.
Yeah. Because yeah. there is a possibility that a plan A will not work.
True.
Or things will turn out to be not how I thought.
Yeah. We don't get a guarantee that we if don't. You do this, you're just definitely going to get this. If you apply for a job, you're going to get accepted. No.
And my dear, for those who think, oh, they decide to change a job. Maybe you've been working on this job for 2 years or three mm-hmm. years. You decide to change, thinking there is green pasture.
Yeah,
on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, you find, oh God, what was this?
It's even worse.
It is even worse. The main point before you make change, I'm talking about this, we have control mm-hmm. over. Mm-hmm. You have to sit on your decision.
Mm-hmm.
You first look at the cons and pros. And you first ask yourself, why am I making this change?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, you will not beat yourself up.
Yeah, yeah.
I will give you an example. When I decided to come to Poland,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm done with this. I think I need to make changes in my life. Come mm-hmm. from point A to point B. I knew... No, of course, before coming, my friends were like, oh, here it's so easy to get a job. And
yeah, yeah.
So and so. You understand all the talking and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
So before I made a decision, I knew this is the decision I want.
Mm-hmm.
I really want this. I quit my job. I took my suitcases. I came all the way to Poland.
Don't forget your savings.
All my savings.
Mm-hmm.
All my little money. So what happened? First month, no job. Second month, no job. Third, no job.
Mm.
But I never regretted.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Or even blamed my friend.
Mm-hmm. Like, why did I come?
Or for telling me there was a job in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
No, because at the end of the day, they told me, but I am the one who chose this thing because mm-hmm. I really wanted it. There is a reason why I wanted to come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I made that change, I had to wait a little longer
mm-hmm.
for things to work for me.
That's the thing.
I never looked back and I'm like, oh no, because I knew I had made the right decision.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I get what you're saying.
So this is very important for you before you make a change. You're like, I'm making it for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it works out or
I'm
not.
I'm going to stick to what I
I'm going to yeah. stick and I will look for plan B. Or I'm seated with it. For me, I didn't have a plan B. It was to come find a job,
that's
no
it.
Matter. But now, of course, this is the good thing about growing up.
Yes.
As you grow, you learn more things.
Exactly.
And yeah, this whole experience has been so amazing. Now I know if I'm going to make a change,
yes.
I need a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The in first, case it doesn't work out.
Yeah, in case it doesn't.
You can't put all your eggs in one basket. Like, nah.
Exactly.
You have to be able to.
So... Mm-hmm. Don't think, oh, if you're deciding to leave some friends, if you're deciding to leave some environment, mm-hmm. like group or stuff,
yeah.
don't think where you're going is better. Maybe where you're going is worse.
It might be worse.
You know, oh my God, you might leave your friend who has a bad temper,
mm-hmm.
and you meet this one who has bad temper,
bad character, bad
jealousy,
attitude, everything.
But you have to be in a very good place where you're like, I know the reason why I left Tamandani.
Mm.
There are some things I couldn't take anymore.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to Daria, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I have to
I feel like Daria comes with her own stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to endure like
Daria. Whatever. You will come with your own.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm. Until you're tired and leave Daria too or stay.
You keep moving from one place to the
yes,
other.
That can be a choice of life. Keep pushing. Whatever.
That is true.
As long as it serves you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
for this that happen with no control,
mm.
we just have to change the attitude. It's like, what is done is done. Am I going to dwell on this?
Mm.
The fact that these changes have been happening without my consent, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Without my consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, without my consent or without even my involvement.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's not about you at the end of the day.
It's not. And I'm not saying, we're not saying that it's something that you just get over quickly. But I think once you decide that, okay, I have no control over this, but I want to be happy and I want to heal from this. It's a journey and it's up and down. You have days when you feel like this is not going well.
Yeah.
But you will get up.
Those
as long as
days,
the vision is to go up.
Yes, mm-hmm. those days, they exist in Tamandani.
Yeah.
And you know, most of the time I face them myself.
Exactly.
And what I do, I pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is another thing I never told you.
Uh-huh.
I pray to God, I'm like, Father God, this is happening to me. I can feel I'm not well.
Yes.
Yes. I can feel it in my stomach.
I'm not okay.
I'm not fine. And I need to be fine.
You know, I also say that prayer. Especially Aww. With thoughts. I'm telling you. When I'm feeling when guys, thoughts. Sometimes thoughts will come and attack you left, right, center, behind, up, everywhere. So I always say this to God. I say, God, my thoughts are hurting me. Help me. Give me the strength. Give me the strength to speak back. Give me your peace. And I just utter that, literally.
And the word of God says...
Uh-huh. Preach it.
Though I don't know so much. Ask. All you need to do is ask
God. And it shall be given unto
you. It shall be given. And do you know what else I do? This was personal, but Tabadani yes. made me share it today. Once these thoughts disappear, mm-hmm. once this anxiety goes away,
yeah.
I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
God. Yes.
I always say it, whether in the after a workout or after shower,
yeah.
and I feel like I don't feel this
anymore.
I'm like, thank you, Jesus. It's gone.
It's gone. It's beautiful. Sometimes, actually, when I have a good day, like, let's say I'm talking to you and we're having a good day, we're having, like, really good conversations, and I've eaten well, you know, I'm not out here eating Lay's and all these things. I've done, like, things really well, I've worked out. I say, God, thank you. Today was just perfect.
Yeah. I'm like, wow.
It was just perfect.
It was a day full of happiness.
It was, yeah, no struggles.
Do you know when you're forcing yourself to be okay? But deep down, you know
you're not okay.
But today it has been okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like you did not force anything.
Yeah.
Things have been flowing.
Just
I remember to thank the Almighty. I'm like, thank you.
But you know, one thing I'm taking from you mm-hmm. is I think I forget to say thank you when the thoughts have like, when the negative thoughts have gone away. I think I do say, but not often. But I think now mm-hmm. is something I have to say thank you.
Remember you asked him. Mm-hmm. Remember you begged him. You did not, I don't even think we beg our God enough. We don't. All we need to do is say it.
We just need to ask.
Like, the other day you told me a very good word.
Mm.
There is this word you used. Surrender.
Yes.
All we need to do is surrender.
Surrender, yeah.
All we need to say is like, okay, this is not working as I thought. So this is why you do. Please.
Especially with change that is just out of your control. Just surrender it to God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, oh God, so, Tamadan, thank you for bringing this topic though. Change is really something, and everything evolves around it.
Mm.
Yeah?
Every day.
Honestly. May it be couples facing issues like divorcing yes. or even facing issues. This comes because of change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things change.
Preferences have shifted,
mm-hmm.
or even things that used to work for you don't work anymore.
Yes.
And one person starts to react in
exactly
kind of way.
In a different way. Mm.
Friendship, you used to be all cool together, mm. and then all of a sudden one of you becomes stingy or becomes with this
mm-hmm.
character.
It's inevitable. Change. Yeah.
And this is when it starts to hit you and you're like, maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Things don't work for me. Maybe I lack something. Tamandani, people are going through a lot of things out here.
Yeah, people are. And this is something we all as humans share. Just this thing of change and it having an impact on us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we should remind ourselves, like, please, guys, don't forget to double check your behavior, your character, and make peace with what comes upon you.
Yeah, I agree.
As long as you have double checked and you're like, it might not serve you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of my characters, if I have double checked myself,
mm-hmm.
it might not serve you because we all have different standards and preferences.
Exactly.
And I'm not meant to serve you like the way you want.
Yeah,
to serve
and you know, you're not meant for everyone at mm-hmm. the end of the day. So that's one thing you also have to understand. But that doesn't take away from the value that has been placed upon you.
Please evaluate yourselves.
Mm.
We do this all the time. I'm like, I don't know how much I can emphasize this, but self-evaluation is key. It's key because it gives you happiness, true happiness.
Yeah.
Because you sit and you have evaluated yourself and you're like, I think I'm in check.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
And once you've made peace with yourself,
yeah.
like you've double checked and you're not hurting anybody directly and you're not mm-hmm. evolving yourself in actions that hurt other people, this is the true happiness.
It's very beautiful.
And these that give us anxiety, that these that are acted upon us, this. Just we have to ask the Lord.
I was saying that. I made a joke to Bonita the other day. I was like, you know what? Anxiety and fear are the devil's firstborn. They're twins. Because I can't be feeling like this. Seriously.
Fear and anxiety. Ah. I have never seen anything that hurts like fear and anxiety.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know how other people handle it. I don't know if they have it, but for me, who? This comes from nowhere.
You're just chilling, you just minding your own business.
After a very long sleep, yeah, while you were dreaming all colors and stuff, boom, it hits you.
Yeah.
But when I get rid of it, I'm like, I've won. Devil, I've won. Watch me. Yeah. I've won.
I've won.
Watch me.
I'm a winner. Watch this space.
And how it feels good to be a winner.
It feels good. It feels good to overcome. And one last thing I would like to add,
mm-hmm,
is that face your fears. You will only overcome them if you face them.
I think this is a conversation we should have another day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Facing your fears, facing your insecurities,
mm,
living with a free mind, a free soul.
Mm. So when change happens, face that change. Yeah, don't just run away.
Yeah. In the meantime, face the change.
Face the change.
And don't even be beating yourself or crying over changes. No. The attitude matters.
Face it.
So this was amazing.
It was. It was. This, yeah.
But how comes you bring a topic and I come out you the one over. Talking? Yeah.
I think that's what happens. You bring a topic, I take over. I bring a topic, you take over.
It's not because
it is what it is.
It's not because I like to talk too much.
And that. And that. But yeah.
Tamina, you're saying I like to talk too much.
In a positive way. not in a negative way.
Okay.
You love to speak. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Not talk too much. No, you love to speak.
Yeah. Speak.
Yeah.
Productive and yeah.
Yeah, so that's it from me, guys. I just thought I would share. If you listen to this episode, I'd like to hear your experiences with change and anxiety and all these things.
Exactly. So as we conclude or even...
Yeah, close
whether,
up.
Yeah, whether the ones we have control over, the ones we don't have control over, we have one thing we are in charge of.
Yes, and that's the choice on the how choice we react.
On how we react to that.
Mm-hmm, definitely. All right, girl, it's been good. Thank
you. It's been good. Thank you so much. So we wish you a very beautiful week ahead.
Yeah.
Do what you can. Please.
Work on yourself.
Work on yourself and do as much as you can. I think we, as human beings, we owe ourselves much.
Yeah. You owe yourself, you know, to be happy, to be peaceful.
To be great.
To be kind.
In your own way. Mm-hmm. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Yeah. Compare yourself with your vision.
Exactly.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.